I'm a crazy weirdo and I'm calling you. I've really got nothing better to do. I dial up your number and I let the phone ring. Then 2 minutes later I'll be doing it again. You might think that I'd move it along, but you would be wrong. I've got no life at all, and so I'll continue to call. I'm a crazy weirdo and I'm calling you.
Hey there, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Mr. Dabolino's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. In this episode, we're going to do exactly what we did in the last episode. We're going to accuse people of writing on my car windows and see how they deal with that. It's going to be great fun. If you're a listener of the Snowplow Show over at phonelosers.com, you've already heard these. So lucky you, you get to hear them again, just like in the last episode. We're going to get started with this guy named Randy. He thinks it's okay to record my phone calls, even though I tell him it's not allowed. Fucking Randy.
Yes?
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on...
Yes.
And, hey, I was wondering, like, I noticed you keep writing things on my car window in the snow. Can you please not do that anymore?
I did what now?
You're writing, like, Satan rules and stuff on my windshield, on my car.
On the windshield?
Yeah.
Who is?
You are. Can you please not do that anymore?
I'm not doing it.
Well, I that's what I'm saying. Can you not do it anymore?
I never done it.
You didn't write Satan rules in my window?
No.
And then like 666 on the back window?
Oh no. No, I don't do crap like that. I'm in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, me too. I'm just asking, can you please not do it anymore?
No, I never done it.
Well, look, you don't have to deny it. It's not a big deal. It just smudges the windows and I was hoping you could stop.
You know, I don't do bullshit like that. But you okay?
Oh yeah.
I'm in Ann Arbor, and I haven't been home in order to do anything like that, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, it was early this morning. You know, like when I got up to leave for work, and it was on the window, and I'm sure it's you. Like that's totally the kind of thing you would do normally.
Excuse you. I spent the last 2 nights in Canada, so I haven't been back.
Oh, a likely story.
Well, please take a picture or whatever it is that somebody's doing it and report it to the police, but it's definitely not me.
Oh, no, we don't need to involve the police. I've got 3 strikes. I can't have the police coming over here. I'm just like, you know, it's not even that big of a deal. I was just hoping you could stop.
You know what? You're really pissing me off. I don't do dumb shit like that.
You don't have to pretend to have an alibi and stuff, pretending you're in Canada. It's fine. You know, it's you're just being immature. That's all. Just please stop. Maybe do another neighbor's window. You should do Frank's window. I don't even like that guy. Nobody likes him.
I don't have time to do a chalet game, but...
Well, you're doing it on my window. Why can't you do it on Frank's window instead?
You really need to go get some business and leave me alone.
Get some business? What do you mean get some business? I'm at work right now. Yeah.
I ain't got time to do no little childlike things, whatever you accuse me of.
Well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying you definitely did it, because who else would write Satan rules in my window?
I have no idea. Why don't you just call the sheriff and have them go ahead and investigate whatever somebody's doing, and maybe they can take fingerprints or whatever is off of it.
No, that's a waste of their time. Come on. I don't want to do that. I was hoping you'd just stop. Can you please just stop?
You know what?
Stop being such a douche canoe.
You know what? At least, you know what? I really don't have time to have an ignorant conversation with you or anybody else who wants to accuse me of dumb shit like that.
Well,
but thank you very much.
Don't do dumb shit then. Just stop doing dumb shit. And then you won't get accused of it.
Thank you very much. You and Satan 666 or whatever y'all doing.
Oh, see.
Thank you very much.
See, obviously it's you. If you're making jokes about it now. Now I'm sure
you're
of
calling
it.
Me.
Now I'm positive.
Can I have your phone so I can record this idiot on the other side who's accusing me of doing something that I'm not doing?
Oh, I'm the idiot. You're the one that's writing on my car, writing childish things on my car. Just please don't do it again. We don't have to make a big thing of it. Just please stop. That's all.
Just keep talking so I can record you while you're saying that. I did not do it. I haven't been in to do this. But thank you very much, and I wouldn't do ignorant things like that.
Yeah, right. You were in Canada, wink, wink. Wink, wink.
I'm in Ann Arbor right now, and I'm recording your conversation and your number as you're talking.
I don't give you permission to record. It's illegal to record without my permission. You're breaking the law again.
I'm giving permission. You're recording. I'm recording myself talking to somebody over some dumb stuff.
Yeah, but it's like illegal wiretapping laws in this state. You're not allowed to do that. That's against the law. But you don't care because you're always breaking laws and drawing on my windows and trespassing in my driveway. So the police, if you're listening to this, police, remember, there is a federal and state laws against wiretapping. This guy's violating them. Arrest this man immediately.
I'm letting you know that I am recording this conversation while you're talking crazy stuff.
Oh, it doesn't work like that, because you were recording me before you told me.
I'm letting you know now, I am recording this conversation because I have somebody who is incomprehensible on the other end being accused of me of doing something. So I am recording this conversation with you as evidence against you.
What do you mean I'm incomprehensible? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, you know, you wrote on my window, Satan rules. And then you're joking about it and saying, "Aha, Satan rules 666. Teehee." Like, just cut it out, okay? Just cut it out.
I'm allowing you one more minute to go ahead and get done with your rant.
Okay.
And I will save it here for the county sheriff. I am recording this conversation. You called me, accusing me of some crazy, wacky stuff. I'm not there. Thank you very much. This is the end of the conversation.
Well, no, you said I have a minute left. I have a minute. You said I have a minute.
I had a minute.
No.
My minute just ran out.
No, you said I have a minute. I get one more minute to rant.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Court.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I noticed you wrote your name on the hood of my car in the snow, and I was wondering if you could just not do that anymore.
Not do what? Write my name where?
On my hood, and you know, in the frost and the snow on the car.
Oh, I didn't do that.
You wrote David was here.
What the heck is that? That wasn't me.
Well, why would anyone else write your name? Like, do you have a son? Maybe is it David Jr.?
No.
Yeah, I don't
know. Where was it at?
I live just maybe a block away from you.
Right, but were you parked in the back?
No, I was parked on the street. So, you know, it's not like you were trespassing or anything. It was just parked in the street. It's just, you know, still, it's...
I swear I didn't do that. It's so,
oh, it's
so weird.
You don't have to deny it or anything. Just please don't do it again.
I swear I didn't do it. I'm a little old to be kind of doing things like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, why would you even be doing this? It's weird.
I have no idea. You should... Really? It says David...
Yeah, David... was here, and there's like a heart underneath.
Wow, that's so weird. I'm sorry, I did not do that.
Well,
I can't even imagine.
Maybe you were sleepwalking and did it. I don't know.
No. Somebody must have been playing a joke. I don't know.
Hmm.
What kind of car do you have again? Maybe they thought it was mine.
It's a 2004 Saturn Ion.
I'm sorry, that wasn't me.
Well, if it wasn't you, then why are you saying you're sorry? Sounds kind of suspicious.
Because somebody did it that knew me. Somebody knew my name.
Well, who would do that? That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't make. None of it makes sense because it doesn't. Certainly, it makes less sense for me to do it.
Yeah, well, I understand if you just thought you were just walking by and just thought it'd be fun to write your name and put a little heart in there and.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not. It's, you know, it didn't really hurt the car or anything. You know, I just started up the car and it melted away. No big deal. But still, come on. No reason to be doing that.
I understand. You're thinking me doing it, but I swear I did not do it. Well, I wasn't even home most of the day.
Yeah, well, I think it happened in the middle of the night or something because it was there when I got up this morning. Or maybe it happened early this morning, perhaps.
I don't know. I left early, so.
Well, yeah, maybe like before you left, you did you like take the dog for a walk or something, and just happened?
I don't have a dog. No, I didn't sleepwalk. I didn't do it. I'll see if I don't know what to make sure somebody doesn't do it again, or I don't know. I'll ask around who would do that, but.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to put like this radioactive material on my hood, so next time they do it, their fingers are going to burn. So I'm just warning you, like, if you do it again, you might, you know, your fingers are going to get really hot and you probably get sick. So please don't do it again.
I didn't do it. So how did you get my number, though?
I just looked in the phone directory online.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't do it, so.
Okay, well, that sounds like something that somebody that did it would say, but it's fine. You know, I'm not upset or anything. I was just hoping you could not do it again. That's all.
Okay, I didn't do it, but thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep, just don't do it again.
Yeah, I didn't do it, I'm telling you.
It's fine.
Why would I lie?
You know, well, why would you do it in the first place? None of it makes sense, really.
I didn't do it in the first place.
Well, that seems awfully suspicious that someone, like, who would just write your name on there for no reason? Like, why wouldn't they write their own name? Why wouldn't they write their own name was here and put a heart underneath?
Well, trying to implicate me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who would ever do it.
Come on. Nobody would do that. Are you just, like, do you have a crush on me? Is that what it is? Is that what the heart's about? Because, like, you know, you could just come over and talk to me.
Is this a joke? I don't, this has got to be a joke. Because there's no way in the world. I mean, you can't be serious.
No.
I mean, I didn't do it.
I wouldn't joke. No, like... You're the one that's apparently the jokester, like, writing on the hood of my car.
All right. So you call me up. You tell me this. I tell you, I swear that I didn't do it, and you don't believe me. So I don't know what to say.
Well, how could I believe you? It's got your name on it right there. Like, who else would write your name on the car?
Who knows? I don't know.
This is like those teenagers that, like, you know, they spray paint their names on the overpass. You know, like Mark was here. And then the police go and talk to Mark about it. He's like, I didn't do it. Somebody else wrote my name on there.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little old to be doing it. So,
yeah.
And I never did it when I was young. So
that's what I was thinking. Are you just having like a midlife crisis and like doing things that you should have done when you're young?
Okay, well, listen. If you don't believe me, then don't believe me. But you don't talk to me like that, okay? I didn't do it. I'm telling you I didn't do it. I don't know who did it.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you I don't believe you one bit because who else would do it? It's not like I'm calling the police.
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I'm just calling to ask you please not to do it. That's all. Nothing.
Well, you can ask, but if it happens again, I'm not doing it. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know who did it.
I'm going to put cameras out there.
Acting like I'm gonna, well, then go ahead. Put whatever you want on there. I did not do it.
I'm putting cameras out there and radioactive dust all over the hood. Next person that does it, they're going to lose their gloves.
Go ahead and do it, and we'll be happy to find out who did it then.
It's going to burn right through their gloves and eat through their skin. Then they'll be sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right. See ya.
All right. Have a nice day.
Hello.
Hey, Michael?
Hello.
Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, it's Mike.
Hey, Michael. It's Roy, your neighbor.
What's up? Right, yeah, what's up?
This is weird to even call you about this, but, do you think you could stop writing things on my car window? Like in the snow?
Excuse me?
You know, like when it's been snow. What?
What Mike are you trying to get a hold of?
Michael. I live here on too. Like a few houses down. God, you keep interrupting me. No, like you keep writing things on my car window and I was just hoping you could stop, you know, writing in the snow on my car window. It smudges up the windows.
What? I ain't wrote anything. What are you talking about?
Well, I know it's you. Come on. It's obviously you. I'm just... You don't have to deny it or anything. I'm not trying to start shit with my neighbors. I was just hoping you could cut it out.
Who is this? Who is this again?
It's Roy. I live in the blue house.
Roy.
Yep.
Blue house.
Yeah, just down a little bit. Like a few houses down. I'm the one with the BMW in the driveway. And that's another thing. You shouldn't be coming up in my driveway like that. That's trespassing.
You got the wrong guy, man.
No, I know it's you. Come on. Look, I'm
Blue
just...
Blue house. What's the address?
I'm just asking you not to do it anymore.
I didn't do anything. I haven't been in here. In my house. What are you talking about?
You wrote that an Audi is better than a BMW and a Mercedes combined on my back window. the other day when it was snowing.
I didn't write anything, man. That wasn't me.
Oh, it had to be you. I'm sure it was you. Like, look,
it was not me. I know it wasn't me.
Look, I didn't call here to have you just deny everything. I know.
No, I'm not deny everything. Why wouldn't I deny her? I didn't do anything. I don't know who the hell you are.
I know you did it. I just, I'm hoping.
Blue house where? What's the?
Like to the right, like three, five houses down or so. Look, we have security cameras. You know, we know it's you. The video doesn't lie.
I haven't been walking out. I've been driving my car.
Okay, fine.
I haven't walked anywhere.
It wasn't you. Fine, but can you please not do it again?
I didn't do anything. That's what I'm saying. I didn't do anything.
I hired Richard Cardo to check the footprints, and he says it's a match. So
who?
Richard Cardo, the detective, the internet detective.
And
also he checked your handwriting samples on the back of the window. Look, we know it's you.
Who are you talking about, man?
You're writing on my windows, and it smudges.
I don't even know who you are, man.
Like when I defrost the windows, I can still see the writing. It's all smudgy, like your oily fingerprints.
I haven't done anything, man. I'm not around.
Oh, I notice you're not denying that you have oily fingerprints.
Oh, I got grease on my hands once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a mechanic.
No, I just mean like naturally you have gross oily fingers is what I'm saying, but. No, I'm just saying, just please stop, okay? That's all. Just please.
Fine, whatever. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that.
You know, you can at least be man enough to admit it. There he goes.
Hello.
Hey, Kermit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Street.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. I was wondering, can you please stop drawing on my car window, like in the snow, because it smudges up the windows.
What are you talking about? I'm not drawing on your car window. I don't even live on anymore. My mom still lives there. I live on now.
It must be your mom then. Like she was wearing a hoodie, so I couldn't tell. But like
no, my mom is 67 years old. So
well, she's too old to be doing this. Then she.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe
who that is,
maybe she's trying to that. Maybe she's trying to frame you because she wrote Kermit was here on my window.
Who?
She wrote on my window. Your mom. She wrote Kermit was here on my back window of my car.
Yeah, I don't think my mom would do that. It sounds like a prank. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I think she's pranking you. Or is she upset with you? Did you guys get in a fight?
No, not at all. I don't know where that comes from. So that's very weird.
Who else would do this then? Like they would write your name on my car.
I have no idea. That just sounds childish.
I know, totally childish. Like, are you sure it's not you? You don't have to blame your mother for this. That's weird. I mean, come on.
Listen, I'm not blaming anybody. What are you talking about? Like,
well, you're the one saying your mother did it.
I didn't say that. I said my mother lives there. Is what I said. But, and you said somebody was there with a hoodie.
But
is what I'm saying to you.
I followed the footprints from my car, and they led to your mom's house.
Okay.
Just come on.
Okay.
Just please don't do it again.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, I guess. But you know, you could apologize at least. Just apologize.
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor down the street here on Street.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Wait, which neighbor, Roy? Wait, which house are you in?
The blue one. I'm just like four houses down. Hey, I just noticed that you wrote your name in, you know, on my car, like on the window. And
I didn't.
Well, yeah, I was just calling to ask you, please don't do that again, because, you know, it's technically trespassing.
Okay, and, Roy, I couldn't have because I'm not even home yet.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking, you know, like early this morning or something, it must have been, because when I got up for work, it said Kelly was here and put like a...
No.
Put like
no,
a,
Roy, I really didn't. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I don't think anyone else would put your name on there. It says Kelly was here, and then there's one of those smiley face with the vertical lines for eyes. And then I went on your Facebook, and I noticed that you've made your smiley faces with the vertical lines for eyes before. So it's kind of obvious. So just please don't do it again.
Rory, I'm not kidding. I'm telling you this as a neighbor and as a city council person. I didn't write anything on your car.
Were you just trying to promote yourself, you know, like for the next city council?
The election's over.
That's never too early to start campaigning again, I guess. And if, I don't know, maybe find a different way to campaign than writing your name in my window. I know it's not.
I'm telling you, I didn't. I'm 40 years old. I'm not going to write on somebody's window.
But who else would write your name?
I don't. I honest to God don't know. Honest to God don't.
Is there a Kelly Jr. there or something? Like, do you have kids with the same name?
No, maybe I don't know if maybe somebody thought that I lived there instead of my actual house. I really don't know what you're talking about. Well, if you want to take a picture and send it to me, please do. But I'm telling you, I haven't touched anybody's car or anything.
Well, it already melted off. I had to, you know, like, you know, melt it. I had to scrape it off to go to work.
I would do that. That would annoy me. But, I mean, well, it probably wouldn't annoy me. I'd be like, what the heck? But I did not touch your car.
Okay. All right. If you say so, just, you know, like.
It's really weird and bizarre, but I didn't touch your car.
And like, you don't draw your smiley faces with the vertical lines for eyes?
I don't draw smiley lines. I don't know what. Are you talking like an emoji?
Yeah, kind of like an emoji, but you just draw it. That's how you draw your smiley faces when you're drawing smiley faces on paper.
I've used emojis before. Honest to God, have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I
dropped my kids off at school this morning, and then I went to work, and I haven't even made it back yet.
Did you drop your kids off before or after you wrote your name on my window?
I swear, if you want to get a forensics person out there, you can do that, but I did not touch your car. Well, I have no reason to lie to you.
Funny you should mention that. I think I'm going to put some of that dye pack paint on my window this next time. So the next time someone writes their name on it, it's going to get all over their fingers, and I'll know who did it.
Go ahead. Okay.
So
I'll buy you the dye pack thing myself. It's cheap. I don't have any money.
I've got a bunch.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm just warning you. Like, next time you think about writing on a window, it's going to get...
Don't think about doing something, I won't do it. I'm really sorry that this has degenerated into this, and I'm sorry you don't believe me. I didn't touch your car.
Okay?
Well, I didn't touch it. I have no reason to touch it. Which I don't even know which house is yours. You said the blue house?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, four or five houses down here on the street. But it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it. I was just asking if you could not do it anymore. That's all.
Okay, which side of the street are you on?
The same side as you, the even side.
Okay, so are you... I'm trying to think what cars I didn't even walk to the bus stop this morning. I didn't even walk past your car. I sent Abby out this morning by herself, and I watched her get on the bus.
Bad parenting.
So then I didn't even walk past your car. I don't even know what car is yours.
Maybe Abby did it. Just like, is she pissed at you today? Was she just trying to get her mom in trouble?
No, she's seven, and her writing is terrible.
Wow, that was mean.
It's true. I mean, I love my little girl, but she wouldn't write my name with an emoji.
I hope you don't tell her that to her face. Like, wow, Abby, your handwriting's terrible.
I tell her it's not good, and I say we need to practice, so we practice. Mm. And she's actually better, thank you.
Maybe she was practicing on my window with your name.
Like, well, then I'm glad she would have been practicing, but I know she wouldn't have done it because she doesn't even write her full name. So I'm telling you, I don't know who wrote on your car. I'm sorry that this happened. I don't know if somebody thought they were being funny, if they got the addresses wrong. I really have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. So
you don't have to be sorry. Just don't do it again. That's all.
I won't do what I didn't do in the first place. So that's not a problem.
Well, you don't have to deny it like that. It's just like
I didn't do it.
I'm just okay. All right, fine. You didn't do it. Wink, wink. That's fine. Just please don't do it again.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye. Wow, you guys, that lady's gonna call in the forensics team. All because I accused her of writing in the snow on my window. That's a bit of an overreaction, I think. Speaking of overreactions, though, I'm gonna play this call that Carlito did. Carlito from MadhouseLive.com. This happened about 5 years ago, and this lady just flips out over this pizza she ordered. We figured out that she'd ordered a pizza, don't ask how, and we knew that a pizza was on the way to her house. So Carlito gave her a call and let her know about this additional charge he was gonna put on her pizza. And things get crazy. Just listen to this one.
Hello?
I'm with the pizza. You made an order for a pizza, correct?
Yes.
Do you have your pizza yet?
No.
Okay. This is a delivery order, I understand. We wanted... Okay. According to the computers, the address that you're getting a pizza from, delivered to, is... We're going to be... Pizza's on the way already. But the location you're getting a pizza to is in a high-risk area, high-risk delivery?
Uh-huh.
You live in a bad...
Not that I know of.
Well, it's a high-risk delivery area, so there's actually an extra deposit on that.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, we've already put a hold on the credit card. It's a $30 deposit. This will be released after the pizza is delivered to your...
I don't want your pizza then. You're out of your mind. We've had it delivered here before, and they've never said anything like that to me before.
Well, we've had some issues with the people, you people, okay?
Us?
Yes, you people. You know what I mean by you people in this neighborhood where you live.
White. What do you mean? What does you people mean?
Well, for lack of a better term, white trash.
You're calling us white trash? You little motherfucker, I'm going to be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but we have had pizza delivered here I don't know how many times. We just moved here. And I don't know who you think you're... I want to talk to your manager right now, you little bitch.
Now, you guys are fucking done.
Now, Where's the manager?
Don't you dare talk to me like that. I'm going to make sure you...
Where
you're never,
is
you're
the manager?
Never...
I want to talk to the manager now.
No, I am the manager. I'm the owner of the store.
You run that store and you talk to people like this? You actually called us. You can't deliver here because we're in a high-risk neighborhood?
No, listen, we can deliver, goddammit. We can deliver the pizza, but we have already placed... I'm required to let you know that we placed a deposit on your card, an extra hold, $30, and it'll lift as soon as the pizza gets delivered. We'll take it right out.
I don't want your pizza.
Well, it's already on the way. And then, listen to me. Then the $30 deposit stays on and the price of the pizza.
Say that again?
Then the $30 deposit stays. This is exactly what happens in your neighborhood. You white trash people, you order a pizza like a joke, and then you tell our driver, oh, no, we didn't order a pizza. And then, no, we don't want the pizza. And then what happens? Pizza sits on the floor. $30 we're taking out. We're holding this for you, ma'am. We're going to keep the $30.
You have got to be crazy.
We're sick and tired.
I had you guys come to our door, and you were so nice. You're out of your crazy mind.
You're being kind of rude. What's with the woman in the background there who's yelling?
That's my husband. He's really upset right now.
There's somebody here with pizza. What's the whole point of this?
Well, tell him.
You cannot legally put a $30 deposit on my account without my permission.
It's already done.
You did it already?
Well, you accepted to the terms, but as soon as that delivery driver
leaves...
I didn't
accept to no terms. They didn't say shit to me on the phone.
Listen,
that I had to make a $30 deposit to get pizza delivered to my home.
If you look at the back of your credit card, it says we can... Read the fine print on the back of the card that you put this purchase on and the deposit. Read the fine print. Is the delivery driver there?
You are crazy.
Well... Lady, what's your problem? You're going to bounce a check or something? You don't have enough money? What's the matter?
I just paid it over the phone. I paid you guys over the phone on my card.
We'll release it as soon as the driver gets back safely from your bad neighborhood. We'll release the hold.
We don't live in a bad neighborhood.
We've had a bad history with the people that live at this address, and that's why I had to do this.
What is your name?
Hmm?
What is your name?
Yeah, this is the guy.
Call the cops on it.
Yeah, call the cops.
Yeah, oh, he's got your name.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, dude, I know. Who is this?
He said he's charging what? The car.
Who is this?
I placed a $30
charge.
Dude,
we know that you guys are messing with somebody over here. We're going to call the cops on your ass. You can't charge someone else's credit card.
Well, we had to put a deposit because it's a bad neighborhood.
There's no, what, I don't have any clues to what you're talking about. That stuff doesn't go on it. I worked there for 12 years.
Oh, this must be a misunderstanding then.
There better be a misunderstanding, dude, or you're going to jail.
Oh, no, he's been threatening me.
You can't call people up and threaten them.
I didn't threaten anybody. I just told them about the $30 nuisance.
Dude, you are not my boss. I work at that. You are not the boss there.
Well, I'm taking.
You better freaking hang the phone up now, or I'm calling the police.
What's your
hang up now.
What?
Hang up now.
Did you receive the $30 charge? Wow.
Oh, my God. Ryan cut the call.
In case you're unsure what happened there on the end, while Carlito was talking to her on the phone, the pizza delivery driver showed up, and he already knew what was going on because we'd been calling other customers of that pizza place that night. So he explained that stuff to him, and then he marched over to the phone and gave Carlito a piece of his mind. And maybe I'm mistaken, did somebody in the background yell to call the phone police? That's pretty great, the phone police. If you enjoyed that call, you should listen to other stuff that Carlito's done. He does a prank call show over at madhouselive.com, which is one of the many prank call shows over at prankcallnation.com. It's a lot of URLs. I know it's confusing. But be sure to check those out. Prank Call Nation and Madhouse Live, the prank call show that happens every week, usually, on average, I suppose. And also be sure to check out my show, The Snowplow Show, at phonelosers.com. That's going to do it for this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. If you're enjoying this show, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. If you listen through iTunes, or rate us on Android or Spotify or whatever, one of those things, rating this show makes me feel good about my terrible life. So please, for the love of God, do that. See you next week, everyone. Here is a song by Redbox and the Chili Peppers. This is Jenny's Area Code.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He'd never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 8675309. Last year I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care and I wasn't slow. I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached, sounded cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was a great girl. I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. Was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government spooks. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. Things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto lens and my top photo phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Jenny trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me over the phone, sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away cause Brittany was a heat. I've got hoes in different area codes just like Ludacris. I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.
So let me get this straight. You are assigned to our store, and you're looking through our security cameras, and you feel unsettled that my cashier is looking directly at the cameras, so you therefore feel like he's staring directly at you.